From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie. Welcome to Coast AM. January 3rd already. Jeez, time is flying by. Later tonight, Mark Lerner, the astrologer, joins us on Coast to Coast AM. Here's what's happening. An amazing story. Before he's even taken office, President-elect Donald Trump is proving to be quite the job creator. Ford Motor Company has announced it'll cancel a $1.6 billion plant planned for Mexico. Ellen will instead invest $700 million in a Michigan assembly plant, directly tying the decision to pro-growth policies championed by President-elect Donald Trump. The CEO of Ford, Mark Fields, speaking at an event at the Flat Rock Assembly Plant, said the policies that Trump and the new Congress have indicated that they will pursue were vital to the company's decision. This is an amazing story. Let's bring in our investment advisor, Catherine Austin Fitz. Catherine, say what you want. It's an amazing story.
Here's someone who's not even president yet, but he's fighting for every job. You know, the Ford decision is a complex one because they've had softer sales. And what they're doing is they're re-engineering the capacity into existing plants in Mexico and Michigan. But it's clear that what Trump has been saying about lower taxes and doing other things to make manufacturing here more attractive is clearly having an impact. George, there are two things hanging in the background that you want to keep an eye on. First of all, Trump has said he's going to do a lot to rebuild the military, and that makes big vehicle sales. And just
right.
As we saw the carrier decision to leave the air conditioning plant there, their parent was clearly thinking long run about the United Technologies business with the government. And if this guy's going to rebuild the military, they don't want to be left out. So, you know, the president-elect has a lot of carrots and sticks he can hold up, but it's clear he's going to fight for every job. He keeps saying he has two policies, make America and hire American.
Well, I got to tell you, Catherine, I've never seen anybody so aggressive so soon. And again, he's not even in office yet. Truly remarkable.
Yeah. Well, you know, George, we are in for many years. I've been saying, it's going to slow burn. It's going to slow burn. We're in for very big change. If we don't turn, a negative return on investment, taxpayer money, to positive, we're going to be in real trouble. So
yeah.
We change has to happen. We've reached the end of the road. We can't just print more debt. You know, I keep saying the debt growth model is over, and that's why it's imperative you have as somebody who's going to look at the equity model. You know, and still my favorite Trump quote is, we want Boeing to make money, but not that much money.
All right, Catherine, thanks for being on the program. 700 jobs will be created at least in the plant in Michigan. And again, the top story here, $1.6 billion plant for Mexico, no more. Charles Manson, the 1960s cult leader who orchestrated a series of high-profile murders, has been taken to the hospital for an undisclosed medical issue. One of the sources familiar with the situation told the L.A. Times that the 82-year-old Manson is seriously ill. They couldn't provide any specifics. I think the devil is waiting for his soul, let me tell you. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is proposing to offer free tuition at New York public colleges to eligible residents. Great story. Cuomo's plan would provide free tuition to a State University of New York or City University of New York College, including a two-year community college for residents whose families earn less than $125,000 a year. Alan Collins, the author of The Student Loan Scam, with us. Alan, I think that's pretty aggressive, and it's good news. What do you think?
Well, unfortunately, I have to disagree.
How come?
It's
free.
That's right. Free tuition sounds good. It looks good. But when you look at the legislation and you look at the actual plan, and these comments are as applicable to Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders as they are to Andrew Cuomo, it turns out that what this really looks like is another large pot of money from the colleges to draw from without passing that benefit on to the students. And so what I mean is this. You can reduce tuition to zero, but the fees, the room, the board, the other billable items that the colleges can jack up, they will jack up. We've seen this again and again over the past years and decades, that the colleges, instead of passing the savings, the benefit, onto the students, they will instead capture that wealth for themselves. And at the end of the day, the students are going to be borrowing as much money as they ever did. It's just that the colleges will have this new resource pool to draw from. And I should probably add, George, the colleges are more flush with cash than they have ever been in our nation's history. In fact, over the past 8 years, they have cumulatively stockpiled, over and above their endowments, probably more than the combined value of all college endowments. So we're talking $600-700 billion. And so while I applaud Governor Cuomo for the rhetoric, what really has to happen is the lending system itself must be reformed.
It's got to be changed. Okay, Alan, thank you for pointing out that. Queen Silvia of Sweden says the royal palace where she resides is haunted, according to a documentary to be aired on public television. She said there are small friends, ghosts. They are very friendly, but you sometimes feel that you're not completely alone. The palace, which is on the UNESCO World Heritage List, was built in the 1600s in Stockholm. Oh, how about that? Chilies could help fight breast cancer after scientists reveal that the spicy ingredient causes diseased cells to self-destruct. That's an amazing story. An active component that gives the chilies their trademark kick can switch on specialized channels surrounding cancer cells, causing them to simply die. In a moment, Doc Wallach from CriticalHealthNews.com joins us for his monthly report. Yes, we'll take your calls later on tonight with him as well. The emails are already piling up. And, of course, you know they are sponsors of the program. God love them. Let's give out the website again, CriticalHealthNews.com. And there's a toll-free number where people are there to help you, not to get on the show to talk to the doc, but they will help you directly at 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Doc Wallach next on Coast to Coast AM. Okay, welcome back to Coast for the next couple hours. We're going to help you as much as we can with your health. Doc Wallach back on Coast to Coast from CriticalHealthNews.com. Doc, welcome back. Happy holidays to you, my friend.
Well, thank you so much, George, and Happy New Year and all that kind of stuff. Merry Christmas, et cetera, et cetera. And always good to be with you.
I can't believe we're already clicking away. I mean, January 4th is tomorrow. I mean, where's the time going? Too fast. Hey, what's your reaction to the story about the chilies, the peppers, are fighting cancer, that there's an ingredient in there that apparently really gives these cancer cells a wallop?
Yeah, it's actually supports your immune system. There's antioxidants in chili peppers, and you know, they're a member of the great group of natural substances, foods that actually can help protect us against many things: inflammation, obstructive artery disease. You get plaque in the arteries, and certainly can reduce the risk of cancer. So, you know, it's one of those things where when I go out to eat, and even at home, we have chili peppers, and I try to eat maybe a tablespoon of them every day. But, you know, it's one of those things where it's oftentimes going out, it's difficult to get those things. So Here's where supplementation comes in. And it's you can level the playing field. You supplement with all your 90 essential nutrients. You supplement with a couple of 100,000 ORAC points a day, which you can get from peppers and yellow vegetables, that sort of thing. Grapes are wonderful. We have many sources of our sources of grapes. Muscadine grapes are nature's pearl. And these are great antioxidants, but you still you have to supplement with the antioxidants in the supplements. What you get from the food then is value added.
I have become obsessed with blueberries lately. I don't know why, but they're supposed to help you too, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. Great source of antioxidants. Of course, our Triple Treat chocolate is sweetened with blueberries. And blueberries are amongst the 115 fruits, vegetables, and berries that are in our Beyond Tangerine 2.0 NutriCrystals. It has 245 nutrients in there, including those 115 vegetables, fruits, and berries. And Blueberries are just great. They're a tremendous source of antioxidants. Again, it'll vary a little bit depending where they're grown, how they're handled, and so forth. So we always like to supplement to make up the difference.
Doc Wallach with us, of course, from CriticalHealthNews.com. Doc, by trade, is a veterinarian, but he's also a naturopathic doctor now, helping, gosh, how many people do you think you've helped now, Doc, since you've started this crusade?
Oh, several million at least. Right now, we're in 55 countries. We have warehouses in about a dozen, and we're continuing to grow. Here in the States, I get 10,000 new patients a month. I don't think there's any other doctor in America that gets 10,000 new patients a month.
Probably from this show, Doc.
Well, yeah, I would vote for that.
People have got to take care of themselves. I mean, I think it's the number one goal. I had the luxury of being with my family during the holidays before I go back to L.A. I'm in St. Louis right now. And, I mean, there's nothing like seeing your grandkids and your children, and it's just magical. And I'm looking at them going, what would life be like if I wasn't here? If, you know, something happened, God forbid. You got to take care of yourself. And it is, I think, the number one thing. You've got to take care of yourself in order to take care of the people you care about.
Yeah, you're exactly right, George. This is a priority, and of course, it came out about 5 years ago from the federal government as well as medical organizations that our children in America will be the first generation of Americans that do not live as long as their parents. This is a catastrophic prediction of biblical proportions. Our kids are not going to live as long as us. We spend more money for health care than all the other 204 nations of the world combined, and yet what do we get for that? Our kids will not live as long as us. And it's because the nutrients that are necessary to prevent and reverse catastrophic diseases are no longer found in our food. And so, again, we must supplement. I'll give an example. The Force, you've heard of the Force, you know, with the Star Wars.
Oh, yeah.
Star Wars.
May the Force be with you.
Exactly. Well, we now know that the Force is not enough. Because, of course, Carrie
Fisher,
who is Princess Leia in Star Wars, died of a coronary thrombosis, a blood clot in her coronary artery in an airplane flight. 2 days later, immediately after she buried her daughter, Debbie Reynolds, very famous entertainer herself, who is Carrie Fisher's mother, lived next door to her, and she dies of a thrombotic stroke. Same thing, a blood clot in the brain. Carrie Fisher died of a blood clot in a coronary artery, both of which are caused by a deficiency of a single nutrient. And it's one of those things where they're both eating the same way. They weren't supplementing properly, if they were supplementing at all. And here's two very intelligent women, very successful entertainers, had everything available to them, and yet they died young. Carrie Fisher died at 60, and her mother, Debbie Reynolds, died at 84.
Yeah.
Which is really tragic. And so,
I'm convinced she also died of a broken heart, Doc.
Well, stress can certainly put pressure on your systems, okay? And if you're marginal with certain nutrients and you're just being kind of held together, you know, with essentially glue, and you're barely ticking along, and you put stress on the system, then it will break down and you can die as a result. Of course, stress absolutely contributed to her untimely death at age 84. And so the main thing is to take in not the minimum. Don't take in just the minimum daily requirement of everything. You want to take in more than optimal amounts of everything. Now, I've been doing it twice a day for 72 years, George.
Yeah, I know. I've seen you.
And most people think I'm in my 50s. But in a couple of months, I'll be 77.
You've got the energy of a 50-year-old,
yeah.
Maybe a 40-year-old.
And I think so. I think I've got the energy of an 18-year-old, and most, you know, it's one of those things where I'm closer to 80 than I am 70, 77.
Well, you know, I've got to tell you, Doc, 2 weeks ago, I'm at my favorite little restaurant here in St. Louis, and a guy came up to me with a group that I was with, and out of the blue, he said, how old are you? And I told him, and he says, you're lying to me. I says, no, here's my driver's license. And he couldn't believe it. And I think it's all because of supplements and lifestyle and how you take care of yourself, what you eat. I think it's the whole package.
Well, you're exactly right. There's two pieces. Number one, you have to avoid the bad stuff. No fried food, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten. And you have to eat the good stuff, lots of vegetables and high-quality proteins and many of the variety of foods you can get from different locations, get what you can get from your food. But then you have to supplement with all 90 essential nutrients in optimal amounts according to your body weight, and you're going to get the maximum benefit of your genes. Genes are just a blueprint, and your genes will not give you the maximum of what they can if you're just depending on them to do things. They do require 16 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 aminos, 3 fatty acids to give you the maximum genetic potential for health and fending off disease and longevity and smartness and intelligence and speed and strength and all the other things we attribute to genetics. So we do have to protect ourselves by avoiding the bad stuff, which is tough because there's advertising selling the bad stuff on TV and on radio and newspapers. Bad stuff tastes good, it looks good, it's a lot of fun, but it's not meant to be something that's going to sustain you over long periods of time. That's why we're the number one obese nation in the world. That's why they just came out a couple of months ago and said that in L.A., 55% of adults in Los Angeles are type 2 diabetics.
Jeez, that's high.
55% are type 2 diabetics or pre-diabetics. And this is why we'll be bearing our children, because the nutrients that prevent and reverse obesity, that prevent and reverse diabetes, prevent and reverse heart disease, prevent and reverse Alzheimer's disease, are no longer found in our food. We must supplement. There's no escape, and we've done it in the animal industry. And as you pointed out at the start of the show, I started out as a veterinarian and have a degree in agriculture and veterinary medicine, have a degree in comparative pathology, where it's kind of the equivalent of a PhD in pathology and biochemistry, and have a degree in naturopathic medicine from the National University of Naturopathic Medicine, kind of the Harvard of the naturopathic schools from Portland, Oregon. I've been practicing since 1978, employing everything I learned in veterinary school on my human patients. My patients actually coined a term saying that I treat them like dogs, but they get better.
I love it.
That's because in the animal industry, George, we give all 90 essential nutrients in the dog food, the alfalfa pellets. You think about it. You take your dog every year to the veterinarian because it's by law. They got to get a rabies shot. And our dogs live to be 20, 23, 25 years of age without any of the degenerative illnesses that we get. That's because they're getting all 90 essential nutrients dog food. People living under the bridge live longer than billionaires in America because they eat dog food. Those poor people are relegated to eating dog food. They're so poor.
Oh, my God.
In the nutrition, so they live longer than billionaires.
Well, when you were talking about maximize your supplements.
Yes.
To take more than the minimum.
Yes.
If you supplement, and are we getting anything out of the food?
Well, it's highly variable. For instance, nutritional minerals, which make up two-thirds of the 90 essential nutrients, make up 60 of the 90 essential nutrients. Nutritional minerals, George, do not occur in a uniform blank around the crust of the earth. They occur in veins like chocolate and chocolate ripple ice cream. Plants only require three minerals, or three elements, let's say three elements, NPK, nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium. And so if you eat a tomato, you can guarantee it has those three elements in it, but you
don't know
what else is in there because the plant doesn't need them.
Mm-hmm.
It can make whatever else it needs from the CO2 in the air. That's why I kind of laugh when people say they got to tax us, there's too much CO2 in the air. Just grow more food because plants use CO2 like we use oxygen. And so it's highly variable. You may have a tomato that has 8 minerals in it. You might have a tomato that has 14 minerals in it. You might have a tomato that has 27 minerals in it, depending on where it's grown. And so you can't depend on how it looks, how it squishes when you squeeze it in the grocery store, how it smells. And so the only way you're going to guarantee you're going to get all 90 essential nutrients in optimal amounts to maximize health and longevity and fending off disease and intelligence and speed and strength and all the other things, we have to supplement ourselves like we do dogs and like we do dairy cattle, like we do chickens. And
well, that's what we got you here for, to take care of us. Stay with us, Doc. We're going to come back in a moment with us for the next hour and a half. And this is what we're going to do. We're, one, going to open up the phone lines right now to take your questions so the doc can help you. Two, we will take your texts and your tweets and some of your emails, because I've got a stack of those as well. And take some time to get to Doc's website, criticalhealthnews.com, criticalhealthnews.com, and a phone number to call for people who are just there to help you, and they're very good at what they do. 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. And we are back with Doc Wallach from criticalhealthnews.com, and we will take your calls as well. We will do it next hour, too. He's with us once a month, and you really do help a lot of people, Doc. My emails are just jammed with people who have all kinds of afflictions. And as they've asked me, by the way, Doc, and I answer them this way. They say, will this cure this? Will this cure that? And I say, look, we don't say, nor can we say, this cures that. It may help you, and in a lot of cases it helps a lot of people, but you can't say cure, and that's what I say to them. I hope I'm saying the right thing.
Well, it's illegal to use the cure word for certain things. You can say I can cure scurvy with vitamin C, I can cure night blindness with vitamin A, I can cure beriberi with vitamin B1, but when you get beyond that, you're treading on thin ice. But one of the things that, you know, I have 9 lawsuits against the FDA and federal court, and I prevailed in all 9, one of which was resulted in what's called the Deshaies Act, where I was able to get a separation between vitamins and minerals and pharmaceuticals. So that now this is during the 70s when doctors wanted to start requiring prescriptions for vitamins and minerals. You just couldn't go into
a drug. Yeah, and they're still trying to get that done.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, there's the Deshaies Act in their way now. And along with getting that separation of vitamins and minerals and amino acids and fatty acids, so doctors don't have to go to a doctor to get a prescription to get these. You can just go into a drugstore or a health food store or, online with Youngevity. But also, in that Deshaies Act, there's what we were granted the ability to describe what's called structure function claims. In other words, I can't say diabetes product will cure diabetes. But what I can say is our diabetes product will support healthy blood sugar levels and support healthy metabolism of sugar and carbohydrates at the cellular level. And as your blood sugar drops, you reduce your medication as your doctor has taught you to do. And when you get your blood sugar down below 100 in American numbers, it's below 5 in Canadian numbers, for 3 weeks without medication, you don't need the medication anymore. But you do need to stay on the 90 essential nutrients with the extra of that secret sauce for diabetes, because that nutrient in deficiency that causes type 2 diabetes, and that nutrient which will actually support and promote healthy sugar metabolism and support healthy blood sugar levels, is no longer found in our food. That's why 55% of the adults in L.A. are either type 2 diabetic or pre-diabetic because that nutrient's not found in the food anymore.
And some, I bet, Doc, don't even know they are, do they?
I'm sorry, sir?
Some don't even know that they're pre-diabetic, do they?
Oh, most people don't know they're pre-diabetic. And one of the symptoms, of course, is you urinate a lot, get up in the middle of the night, and say a woman gets up every hour and maybe has to go urinate 2 times. Well, she doesn't have a prostate gland, so it can't be that. And she can go to the pharmacy, you know, sometimes they're all-night pharmacies, or she can go during the day without a prescription and get the same test strips that somebody who's diagnosed with diabetes uses to monitor their blood sugar. You just take your fasting blood sugar, and if your blood sugar is below 100, you're not a diabetic. But if you're 140 and above, you're diabetic. If you're 120, you're pre-diabetic.
Mm-hmm.
And you can do these things yourself. And we have a little book called Let's Play Doctor. It teaches you how to do all that.
Let's take some calls here for you, Doc. Okay. Rose in San Diego on the wild card line. Hi, Rose. Go ahead.
Yes. Great admirer of yours, Mr. Nuri.
Well, thank you, Rose.
It's a pleasure and an honor. Doctor, I need your help really bad.
Okay.
Let me tell you why. I am a person who picks up, stray dogs and stray cats and then keeps them for a couple of days until they, can go to a no-kill shelter.
Well, good for you.
So this is what I do. It's just my thing. And I love to go camping, okay? And somehow, I don't know how, I have acquired skin parasites.
Oh, boy.
And I have no idea what to do. I'm a client of your medical group, and they have given me a bunch of things to take, but nothing has worked.
Okay, when
so
you say
I'm
skin parasites, wait a minute. Are you talking about mites, kind of like microscopic ticks that are burrowing in your skin?
Well, I'll tell you. These things are in my eyes.
Oh, my
They're
God,
in
Rose.
My ears, mm-hmm. and in my hands, in my feet. They're everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
And do they have a name?
Excuse me?
Have they given you a name for what these little critters
are?
No,
they have not, but I'll tell you this. Two of the friends that I went camping with in Yosemite last summer called me and told me that they had been diagnosed with, you know, skin parasites, and they told me, whatever you do, don't go to conventional medicine, because they were given this medication, and it made them so sick they were hospitalized.
Yeah. Rose, are these on just top of your skin, or are they burrowing underneath your skin?
They're underneath my skin.
Oh, God. Doc, okay. What's going on here?
Help.
This was particularly a rough year for what we would call, in human terms, you walk through the grain fields, you get, you know, like wheat fields or oat fields, you get chiggers. I don't know if you're from St. Louis, you might know chiggers.
Oh, yes.
And this, normally the early frost will kill them, but this year there's a very late frost, and in some places they didn't even get a frost yet. And so chiggers have been very, very bad for dogs and people.
And they love coming in the house or jumping on you from outside.
Exactly, both, either way. They can come in the house. They go where they smell warm blood, you know, okay? And they hang on leaves, and you walk by and you brush against them, and they jump off the leaf onto you. They burrow in your skin, and then they lay the eggs in the skin, and that's what makes you so itchy, as these eggs are hatching out, and all the little larvae are crawling around in your skin. And so what I would do, how much do you weigh, Rose?
105.
Okay. 105, Doc.
Yes.
All right. Well, I would get rid of all the inflammatory things out of your food. No fried foods, no processed meats with nitrates and nitrites. You know, the deli slices and sandwich meats, that kind of stuff. Stay away from oils, no olive oil, no coconut oil, no margarines, mannish salads, and cooking oils. I would also stay away from gluten, wheat, barley, rye, oats. And at 100 pounds, I would take what we call one healthy brain and heart pack per month. One healthy brain and heart pack per month is going to give you a real serious supply of the 90 essential nutrients, and actually 240 different nutrients, but the 90 are in there in optimal amounts. Divide everything in half, take a half a dose every day, twice a day, take a half a dose twice a day. And you should do this forever. And basically what's going to happen is it's going to support your own immune system, all right, which is going to help you with these parasites now.
Well, but how do you get rid of the parasites?
Okay, now here it comes. We actually have a tincture. This is a alcohol extract, excuse me, I have a blend of herbs in our Good Herbs division. Excuse me. It's actually called Parasite Support.
Parasites Support.
And I want you to get two bottles a month, so you can take two doses a day, one at breakfast, one at dinner time. And it's kind of like half a dropper full. You can put it in just kind of like a little shot of juice or water and suck that puppy down. Half a dropper full of this Parasite Support from our Good Herbs division. And with your immune system fending off these parasites and the Good Herbs tincture, this blend of herbs that actually kills these parasites, you should see some remarkable results very quickly, probably within a week or 10 days, 2 weeks.
What about just the logical thing, too, Doc, about getting an exterminator in the house? I mean, is the house infested with these things? They might be.
It's possible. And, of course, one of the economical ways to do this, you can go to a feed store and get some dusting powder they use for poultry. And it has some wonderful dusting powders that have herbs in them so that they can still call the eggs organic. And so I would go to a feed store, or you can call them,
things.
Of course. We used to go to the Alhoff Brothers in Wellston, you know, which is outside of St. Louis.
Yeah.
And that's where we'd get that sort of stuff. And it had the herbs and mixtures of herbs which would kill the mites and the lice and all that kind of stuff that would get in the chickens and things. And you can put it around the baseboards, put it in your rugs. And when the dogs lay on the rugs or on the couches, you sprinkle the couches with this dust. And it's totally organic and totally harmless. So you can use it around babies and puppy dogs and so forth.
All right, Rose, and also we're throwing a lot of information your way. Here's a number to call later. You can call now if you want to. 1-855-949-7234. Just think of radio for those last four digits, R-A-D-I, and that'll get you there. We take your tweets and your text messages as well. Tom, what do you have for Doc?
Hey, Doc, we have a tweet from Matthew. He says, hello, Doc. I've heard that a 40-day fast with nothing but water will completely clean out your arteries. What do you think?
40-day fast, just water. Is that smart?
It's not smart. I definitely would not depend on that.
What if you supplement and just take the water? That's still a long time.
It depends on how much you weigh. If you weigh, you know, if you're a little old lady and you weigh 105 pounds, I wouldn't do it.
Not smart.
If you're a big fella, you know, 6'2", and you weigh 280 pounds, you can go on a water fast as long as you're taking all 90 essential nutrients, because you got to be able to move calories around from your fat deposits in your body. You got to let your liver convert fat into sugars, which you can burn. Also, if you're supplementing, all the functions of your body will still function using the fuel sources in your body. And so it would be, what should I say? And if somebody's sick, if somebody doesn't feel good or they really have a life-threatening situation, I don't like that. And we've got five-day fast and everyday fast, and we have one called Herbal Rainforest, which has 14 classic cleansing herbs in it, as well as 78 minerals. Tastes great. Little kids love it. You got to watch it. You got to put it up away for so little kids won't drink the whole thing. But and so if you want to fast, that's a good way to do it with the Herbal Rainforest. But to clean out the arteries, it's a little more complicated than that. If you want to get the blood flowing and you know you've had some tests and the doctor says you've got obstructed arteries, I would use what we call the Ultimate Daily Classic tablets, three twice a day per 100 pounds of body weight. And that will support healthy blood pressure, but it will also support healthy blood flow through obstructed arteries. But you do have to give up the bad stuff, the fried foods, the processed meats, the oils, and gluten, because it's the inflammation in the lining of the arteries that cause the plaque. It's not cholesterol. It's not saturated fat. That was all the sales campaign to sell a product.
Let's go to James in Kentucky, east of the Rockies. Hey, James, thanks for calling. Welcome to the show. James, you with us?
Yeah, I'm
there. You go.
Okay, Doc, I have a question for you.
Okay. Oh, missed that one.
I think he just had a seizure or something like that. Let's go to Tom in La Jolla. Go ahead.
Hi, George. Thank you for taking my call, and happy 14th. And I hope you have 140 more years on the radio for you and your staff. My question, hello, George?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Okay. My question for Dr. Wallach. Dr. Wallach, thank you for everything that you do. I am on the longevity program. And
you're
my question
kind,
is on butter. And you had talked about a stick of butter a day.
Keep
and I eat the, here in California, it's legal to get non-homogenized, non-pasteurized butter. And it's very tasty. It's extraordinarily tasty. So it's very easy to eat a stick of raw butter, a day. Mm-hmm. And so I'm curious, what are the benefits, the advantages of butter? I mean, I'm feeling that along with the longevity program. Mm-hmm. But I was wondering what it does for your system.
Okay, well, butter, first of all, is 100% saturated fat. And it's actually an essential nutrient required by the membranes of every one of your cells, the insulation material in your brain. And so, again, the demonization of cholesterol and saturated fat by the medical community and particularly the cardiologist was actually a sales ploy to sell a product, okay, so they could get grandma to give up lard, butter, and cream and eggs for cooking and use Crisco. So the whole thing was of demonization of cholesterol and saturated fat was a ploy to sell Crisco. And so, but because it's saturated fat, all of the soluble vitamins will be found in butter. We're talking about vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin K, and vitamin E will all be found in butter. But also, it's a good, safe fuel. It doesn't oxidize. You can put a stick of butter on the table for a week and it won't go rancid, it won't oxidize, and at room temperature, 65 degrees or so, it won't melt. Okay, whereas you put a couple of tablespoons of olive oil or coconut oil or canola oil in a saucer on the table Within just a few minutes, it oxidizes and turns into trans fats, phytocyclamines, and acrylamides, which will actually inflame your arteries and result in obstructive artery disease and plaque in your arteries, and also increases your risk significantly of cancer, as much as smoking 2 packs of cigarettes a day. And so butter is much safer, and it does have the four fat-soluble vitamins in it, and it is required as a structure part or tool, if you will, for the myelin or insulation material in your brain and also for cell membranes.
Okay, Tom, I hope that helps you. And again, folks, criticalhealthnews.com is the website, 1-855-949-7234. God, I hope that guy with the seizure, Doc, is okay. Huh? My God.
Yeah, that was strange. Maybe he was trying to send us a message.
You never know. Hey, you do a big talk show, you're going to get wackos that call every once in a while.
I hope we get a tweet from the president-elect.
Well, you never know. You just never, never know. I mean, my gosh. Yeah, he's saving jobs. Did you hear about Ford Motor Company? They've decided
that was a good one.
Yeah.
They're going to get 700 jobs in Detroit.
It's a great
story. Of course, using our program, he could save everybody money on their health care and save the government 85% on health care costs.
That's a good point. Let's go to Wayne in Chicago. Hey, Wayne, let's squeeze you in here. Go ahead.
Oh, thank you so much for your show and your guest. Wallach, we love you out here.
Well, thank you so much. How can we help you?
Yes, sir. Two questions, but the same subject. What I want to know is, I know radiation is not good and all that chemotherapy stuff is not good for stage 1 lung cancer. What's the best thing to do if you have stage 1 lung cancer? And also, what's the best thing to do to prevent lung cancer in the first place? Thank you very much, sir.
Okay.
And we've got about a minute, Doc, before the break. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, prevention is easy. No smoking. You stay away from chemical dust and mist. You want to supplement with all 90 essential nutrients and get your ORAC points, which is an acronym, ORAC, O-R-A-C, oxygen radical absorption capacity. Get over 200,000, 300,000 ORAC points, which will support your immune system. I actually take in 500,000 ORAC points a day for prevention of cancers like lung cancer and so forth, because I'm in every kind of environment you can think of flying around. And then, again, for prevention, you got to stay away from the inflammatory things. No fried foods, no processed meats, no nitrates and nitrites, no oils, no gluten, and no smoking.
No, that's a no-no, isn't it?
That's a no-no. And don't forget the 90 essential nutrients. I like the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack. I would, again, get my ORAC points above 100,000 a day. You could do that with a Nature's Pearl OPC, which is the powder from the seeds and the skin of the muscadine grapes, which we have our own orchards in North Carolina, and also our OPCTs, which have, again, the OPCTs and the green tea extracts in it. And then we have lots of antioxidants, one of which is our Triple Treat Chocolate. Need 6 of those a day to get 100,000 ORAC points.
All right, hold on, Doc. We're already at the top of the hour, but we're going to come back much more. Those of you on hold, just hang there. I'll get to you. CriticalHealthNews.com with Doc Wallach.